Good morning. The open meeting of the Federal Election Commission for the 28th of July, 2022 will come to order. We have some late submitted documents. Mr. Vice Chair.
Yes, I move to suspend the rules on the timely submission of agenda documents in order that the commission may consider the late submission of agenda documents number 22-28-C and 22-34-A.
Thank you very much, sir. Colleagues, is there any discussion of the motion? All in favor?
Aye.
Motion is carried unanimously. Thank you. The first matter on our agenda is the holdover of draft advisory opinion 2022-06. Mr. Wang is here as counsel. Colleagues, since we last spoke, the draft C has been publicly circulated and we've received comments on draft B that I hope everyone had a chance to review. Colleagues, any questions for the Office of General Counsel or for counsel for your question? Mr. Traynor.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Wang, thanks for joining us today. I really appreciated your comments on the draft that we have. I was wondering if you'd had an opportunity to review draft C and if you had any comments with regard to it in relation to some of the same comments you made on draft A.
Yes, thank you, Commissioner Traynor. Commissioners, thank you. First of all, I wanted to thank the commission as well as OGC for the time and attention they've given to our requests. I realize that there were a lot of moving parts given all of the alternative corporate governance structures that we presented. I think this speaks to what Chief Justice Roberts noted in the WRTL opinion about the open-ended, rough and tumble of factors that we see in some of the commission's rules. And we certainly see that here in the EFMC and affiliation rules. And that's why I think it's so complex and why people have to come before the commission to request permission before they could do something. We did have a chance to review draft C. We did not submit written comments on draft C because we agree with the conclusion in draft C. With respect to the other drafts, draft A, I got the sense that there wasn't a whole lot of commission support for draft A, and we submitted our written comments for why we believe draft A is incorrect. Draft B is also incorrect for the reasons we noted in our written comments, as well as the written comments submitted by the Congressional Black Caucus PAC, as well as Bold PAC. There is just seems to be no rationale or a basis for the conclusion in draft B that a majority of our client's board of directors would have to consist of members who are not federal office holders or candidates. Draft C, we believe, reaches the correct conclusion. It is consistent with the commission precedent that we cited in our comments on draft B, specifically AO 1984-36. American Health Capital. Both draft C and the prior commission precedent that we cited stand for the proposition that when individuals or organizations control less than 50% of an entity's board of directors, that does not constitute control for the purposes of the commission's EFMC and affiliation analysis. And that's why I believe draft C requires there to be a minimum or a quorum of our client's board of directors consisting of three members so that no individual member has more than 33%. If there were a quorum of two, then each board member would have 50% control, and that would be control under the commission's precedence. The conclusion of draft C, I believe, is correct. The only quibble I have with draft C is its citations in the analysis. So that conclusion, it cites AO 2021-6, the Kelly AO, as well as Black's Law Dictionary for the corporate control proposition. And I just believe that there are better commission precedents to cite for that proposition, including 1984-36. As well as I would direct the commission's attention to AO 1987-34, the Telenet AO, as well as 1979-56, the Scott Pack AO, both of which get at the same conclusion that the Black's Law Dictionary definition of control gets at, although there is a slight variance in the commission's precedence with Black's Law Dictionary. But you know, if the commission could adopt the conclusion in draft C, I think we would consider that a win. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Councilor. Colleagues, any further questions? Let me call for motions. Commissioner Cooksey.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. With respect to advisory opinion 2022-06, Hispanic Leadership Trust, I move approval of agenda document number 22-28-C, I believe, which is draft C.
Thank you, Commissioner. Discussion of the motion? Let me just say, Mr. Wang, to something that you said, that this matter involves an especially difficult regulation, even by the standards of this agency. And I appreciate your citation to the Chief Justice. And I hope that in time, that the best citations will not be AOs from the 70s and 80s, but will instead be a clearer regulation. And I hope to live to see that day. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
No.
Motion passes with 5 in favor, the Vice Chair, Commissioner Traynor, Commissioner Cooksey, Commissioner Broussard, and myself, and with 1 opposed, Mr. Weintraub. Thank you very much. Mr. Wang, thank you for your kind words for our colleagues, and let me reciprocate by thanking you for your time and attention to our various questions in this matter.
Thank you.
Pleasure seeing you. Colleagues, the next matter on our agenda is draft advisory opinion 2022-10. Mr. Buckley, the Office of General Counsel, and Mr. Lazarus on behalf of the requester.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Good morning, commissioners. Agenda document 22-34-A is a draft response to an advisory opinion request submitted by Platform Venture Studio Incorporated, doing business as Sprinkle. The requester asks whether its proposed web-based contribution platform will result in prohibited contributions by Sprinkle, and whether Sprinkle's proposed use of commission data to supplement its services to contributors is permissible. The draft concludes that, consistent with prior advisory opinions, Sprinkle services will not result in prohibited contributions by Sprinkle to any candidate. The draft also concludes that, again, consistent with prior advisory opinions, Sprinkle's use of commission data is permissible. The commission did not receive any comments on the request and 1 comment on the draft. I'm happy to answer any questions you have.
Thank you very much. Colleagues, any questions for the Office of General Counsel or for counsel to the requester? Is there any discussion? Are there any motions? Commissioner Cooksey.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. With respect to draft advisory opinion 2022-10, Sprinkle, I move approval of agenda document number 22-34-A, which is draft A.
Thank you, Commissioner. Any discussion? Let me just say for the record, I will not be able to support the motion. I agree that the requested activity would not lead to a prohibited contribution, but for the reasons I gave in my statement in AA 2021-01, the illuminate matter, I think the commission has consistently failed to give effect to the statutory prohibition against use for any commercial purposes. And for that reason, I will not raise it. All in favor of the motion?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? No. Mr. Vice Chair, I'm afraid I missed your vote.
Aye.
Thank you very much, sir. The motion passes with 5 in favor, Commissioner Cooksey, Commissioner Traynor, the Vice Chair, Commissioner Weintraub, and Commissioner Broussard, and 1 opposed, myself. Thank you, Council. The next matter on our agenda is the Audit Division Recommendation Memorandum on the Kentucky State Democratic Central Executive Committee, number A19-13. Terry O'Brien for the Audit Section. Welcome, sir.
Thank you. Good morning, Mr. Chairman, and good morning, Commissioners. Before you is the Audit Division Recommendation Memorandum on the Kentucky State Democratic Central Executive Committee, which was resubmitted to the Commission on May 25th, 2022. The ADRM provides the audit staff's recommendation for five findings outlined in the draft final audit report. The five findings presented are finding one, misstatement of financial activity, finding two, receipt of contributions in excess of the limit, finding three, record keeping for employees, finding four, excessive coordinated party expenditures, and finding five, failure to file a 24-hour report. We are available to answer any questions you may have.
Thank you very much, sir. Colleagues? Mr. Weintraub?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I believe that the affidavits and supporting documentation is that the party committee submitted is consistent with the kind of materials that we have accepted as documenting the volunteer activity in previous MERS, so I will not be able to support finding four, but I am otherwise prepared to move approval of all of the other audit recommendations.
Thank you, Commissioner. Further discussion or questions? Are there any motions? Commissioner Weintraub?
I just questioned for my colleagues before I do this. I was under the impression that perhaps there were some commissioners who wanted even fewer recommendations. So if there's anybody who wants to go first and move fewer than one, two, three, and five, I'm happy to wait for that.
Yeah.
Appreciate that. Commissioner Traynor.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. In the Audit Division Recommendation Memorandum on Kentucky State's Democratic Central Executive Committee A19-13, I would move that the Commission approve audit recommendation findings 1 and 3.
Thank you, sir. Discussion of the motion? All in favor?
Aye.
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 Motion is carried unanimously. Commissioner Weintraub.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. In that case, with respect to the Audit Division Recommendation Memorandum on the Audit Division of the Audit Division on the Kentucky State Democratic Central Executive Committee, I move approval of findings 2 and, I'm sorry, you did 2 and 5. I move approval of findings, now I'm already confused. 2 and 5, right. We did 1 and 3, this is 2 and 5, sorry.
Thank you, Commissioner. Any discussion of the motion? All in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed?
No.
No.
No. The motion fails with 3 in favor, the Vice Chair, Commissioner Weintraub, and Commissioner Broussard, and 3 opposed, Commissioner Traynor, Commissioner Cooksey, and myself. Further motions? Does audit require a record on finding 4?
Mr. Chair?
Ms. Brown.
Thank you. Good morning. If the Commission does not make a motion and approve or reject finding 4 with 4 or more approvals, it will automatically appear in the additional issues section of the report.
That was my understanding, but I appreciate the clarification. In that case, let us move along swiftly to the next matter on our agenda, the Audit Division Recommendation for the Democratic Party of Arkansas, number A19-15. Mr. Butler.
Hello, Mr. Chairman.
Oh, Mr. Smith, please take us away.
Yes. Good morning, Mr. Chairman and Commissioners.
Morning, sir.
Before you is the Audit Division Recommendation Memorandum, ADRM, on the Democratic Party of Arkansas, which was resubmitted to the Commission May 27, 2022. The ADRM provides the audit staff's recommendation for the 4 findings presented in the draft final audit report. The 4 findings presented are finding 1, reporting of debts and obligations. Finding 2, record keeping for employees. Finding 3, reporting of media related expenditures. And finding 4, disclosure of loans and loan repayments. We are available to answer any questions regarding the outline findings. Thank you.
Thank you very much, sir. Colleagues, any questions for the audit division? Mr. Weintraub.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Similar reasons, once again, I am unable to support finding three, but I'm prepared to support 1, 2, and 4.
Appreciate that. Commissioner Trainer?
So, Mr. Chairman, I have a motion to that effect, so.
Let me pause dramatically in case there's any further discussion of this matter. Having so paused, Commissioner Trainer.
With regard to ADRM of the Democratic Party of Arkansas, A19-15, I move that the commission approve audit recommendation findings 1, 2, and 4.
Thank you, sir. Colleagues, any discussion of the motion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
The motion is carried unanimously. Any further motions in this matter? Seeing none. Thank you to the staff on this one as well. And we're going to move to proposed final audit report on the Association for Emergency Responders and Firefighters PAC, number A19-21.
Mr. Chairman.
Ms. Patience, welcome.
Thank you. Good morning, Mr. Chairman and Commissioners. Before you is the proposed final audit report, PFAR, for the Association for Emergency Responders and Firefighters PAC, which was submitted to the Commission for consideration on June 16, 2022. The PFAR includes one finding outlined in the Audit Division Recommendation Memorandum approved by the Commission on May 12, 2022. It also contains one additional issue, which the Commission did not approve by the required 4 votes. The finding is titled Increase Activity Corrected, and the additional issue is titled Record Keeping for Disbursements and Use of Designated Depository. We are available to answer any questions. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Colleagues, any questions? Mr. Trainer.
I don't really have a question, Mr. Chairman, but I do have a comment with regard to this audit and the next one that we have to do. Both of them have the same treasurer associated with them. And I think that our audit report has some characterizations in the narrative portion about how these particular PACs seem somewhat shady, although I think it's important to note the records that have been provided by the PACs in this particular case. And I think it just emphasizes how, we live in a world where we look at FICA all the time. And I think that these two PACs both are dealing more in a real world sense of trying to keep records as best they can. And sometimes our regulations, people run afoul of our regulations and don't necessarily mean to. They have been cooperative in giving us records, maybe not everything that we needed, but I think we probably went a little above and beyond some of the records we were also asking for in these two particular audits. So I'm planning to support this, but just know that sometimes I think we ask for a little too much.
Thank you, Commissioner. Colleagues, for the discussion? Any motions? Mr. Weintraub?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. In the proposed final audit report of the Audit Division on the Association for Emergency Responders and Firefighters, A19-21, I move approval of of audit's recommendations.
Thank you, Commissioner. Colleagues, any discussion of the motion? All in favor of the motion?
Aye.
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 Aye. The motion is carried unanimously. Thank you all. Let us move to the proposed final audit report on the U.S. Veterans Assistance Foundation PAC, number A19-06. Ms. Grant, welcome.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman and Commissioners. Before you is the proposed final audit report, PFAR, for the U.S. Veterans Assistance Foundation PAC, which was submitted to the Commission for consideration on June 21st, 2022. The PFAR includes 4 findings outlined in the Audit Division Recommendation Memorandum approved by the Commission on May 12, 2022. It also contains 2 additional issues, which the commission did not approve by the required 4 votes. Before you, we have finding 1, misstatement of financial activity, finding 2, increased activity, finding 3, disclosure of occupation and name of employer, finding 4, failure to file 24 48-hour reports, additional issue 1, disclosure of disbursements, additional issue 2, record keeping for disbursements and use of designated depository. We are available to answer any questions. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Colleagues, any questions or for that matter, discussion? Are there any motions? Commissioner Weintraub.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. With respect to the proposed final audit report of the Audit Division on the U.S. Veterans Assistance Foundation, A19-06, I move approval of audit's recommendations.
Thank you, ma'am. Colleagues, any discussion of the motion? Seeing none, all in favor?
Aye.
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 Aye. The motion is carried unanimously. Thank you very much. The last matter on our agenda is management and administrative matters, which is suitably vague. And so I will take a chair's prerogative and conclude today's public meeting by recognizing with regret that it will be the last time that Vice Chair Walter will join our deliberations. And I want to thank him on behalf of the commission and the American people for his 16 years of service here. The vice chair is a modest man, and I don't want to unduly embarrass him, but we are losing a very great deal today. Steve was a leader of the bar long before he joined the commission, a capstone to a career that required none. His resume reads like a dictionary entry next to the term pillar of the community, and such a wide community. President of the Nevada Bar, the Western State Bar Conference, and the National Caucus of State Bar Associations. Chair of the 6,000 member legal research arm of the American Bar Association. Member of the Board of Governors of the ABA, trustee of the National Judicial College. No commissioner in the recent history of this agency can match the depth and breadth of experience that Steve brought to this role. And yet this experience and his legal abilities were, in my view, the least of the things he has contributed. He's brought a gentleman's manners to our discussions, has won universal respect across the political spectrum for his toil in the service of the rule of law without fanfare or self-promotion. So much for my words as chairman. A personal note, Steve, thank you, and I will miss you. It was once our practice to have seasoned commissioners serve as the chair, and for various reasons, I was thrust into this role after a mere year as the vice chair. And I have personally benefited from your wisdom and experience and temperament. And it's been a privilege and a personal pleasure to share the management of this agency with you in particular. I'll miss swapping litigation war stories. I'll miss our shared anecdotes of the desert and our mutual interests in international law. And so with my thanks and those of the nation, I wish you a happy and well-earned return to Nevada. And I hope our paths will cross again soon and often. So before I get too emotional, at this point, I'd like to open the floor to others with the understanding that Commissioner Bussard would like to say a few words.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. You said before you get too emotional, I might already be there. But I want to take this opportunity to say, Mr. Vice Chair or Steve, it is the end of an era. You predate me at the agency, but only by a short while. When I came to the agency in 2008, I knew you as just one of 6 commissioners. I remember presenting matters before the commission and your questions were direct and challenging, and you genuinely enjoyed the debate of ideas among colleagues. In 2015, you gave me what was unquestionably a great opportunity at the time, although I did not know just how important that opportunity would be or turn out to be. As your EA, I learned so much from you, not only about campaign finance law, but about how to be a leader, how to be a boss, and how to be a mentor. I learned to work with collegiality and respect in the midst of disagreement. I learned to fairly consider opposing thoughts. And I also learned more than I thought I could ever be imagined to learn about the great state of Nevada or the Reno Rodeo. But finally in 2020, I had the opportunity to get to know you in yet another capacity as a peer. Thank you for welcoming me so warmly onto the commission and for your support and guidance as I took on the role of chair my first year as commissioner. I don't know if you can ever truly be prepared to be a chair of an agency such as this, but I know that I was as prepared as I possibly could be thanks to my time working in your office. Your work for the mission of this agency and for the American people has been steadfast. Your retirement, while well-deserved, is bittersweet for all of us and particularly for me. As your former counsel and peer, I won't miss your telephone calls at 11 p.m. because you are always working. And I will not miss the Sunday morning calls when we were checking in on the week of an exec session while I was sitting in church and trying to text you and respond. But it's a reflection of how much you enjoyed the work that you do and the work that you and the ethic that you brought to this agency. I will miss your leadership, Steve. I will miss your professionalism. I will miss your sense of duty. And I hope I won't miss, because it will continue, your friendship. Best of luck in your next adventures. And I look forward to being at the Reno Rodeo with you. Thank you.
Mr. Weintraub.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I asked for the privilege of speaking last because I have known you the longest, Steve. Our paths first crossed in 1998, when we were both working on a certain recount based on a Senate race in Nevada. I don't know if you even remember that, because I was based in DC and you were out there on the ground, but we did have some phone calls together back then. And that was long before either one of us imagined we'd be working together someday here at the FEC. At the FEC, you are known for your collegiality, courtesy, and unceasing efforts to work respectfully with all of your colleagues, as well as your love for your family, your beautiful home state of Nevada, and of course, the Reno Rodeo. But beyond these walls, you've been a lifelong warrior for national and international democracy, human rights, and the rule of law. Your work with the ABA, that goes back, again, long before you came here, is justly esteemed, and you've earned the friendship of national and world leaders as a result. You and I have been colleagues at the FEC since 2006. We bonded over a shared dedication to the mission of this agency and a common love of chocolate. I'm gonna put a little plaque on the candy jar in my office in your honor, Steve. We have over the years shared stories and pictures of our kids, and in your case, grandkids, growing up, and we've shared our mutual love of travel. And thanks to you, I have also had the opportunity to work with and get to know better the wonderful and talented people you brought on board as your staff. People like Wanda Brown, Ann Robinson, Tom Anderson, Brad Deutsch, Sarah Rosinski, Anna Pena Wallace, Bob Knopp, Stacey Shin, Katie Lefebvre, Casey Morgenheim, Kathy Ryan, Shelley Garr, and of course, Shauna Broussard. And I'm sure that I have missed some names, so I apologize to anybody whose name that I missed. Steve, you've been my colleague, my ally, and most important, my friend. I thank you for that friendship, which I know will continue, and for your service to this agency and our country. Godspeed, my friend. Enjoy those grandchildren and continue your adventures.
Mr. Weintraub. Colleagues, any further discussion of this particular bittersweet or perhaps semi-sweet in the chocolate reference? Matter in our
All I can say is that thank you so much for those very kind words.
Godspeed, Steve. We'll miss you.
I'll miss you.
Mr. Staff Director, are there any management or administrative matters the commission needs to discuss today?
Mr. Chairman, there are no such matters.
Thank you. Commission is adjourned.